First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Celebrations island-wide for Fidel Castro's 93rd birthday, anniversary, and International Youth Day.
Cuba will soon mark arrival of 3 million international tourists.
Venezuelans sign petition against U.S. blockade.
Former Honduran president calls for overthrow of Juan Orlando Hernández.
And now the news in detail.
Activities are underway throughout Cuba to celebrate the 93rd anniversary of the birth of the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, and International Youth Day. Fidel Castro was born on August the 13th, 1926, and International Youth Day is celebrated every August the 12th. Diosfania Costa, member of the National Bureau of the Young Communist League, said that both festivities are instilled with great symbolism because it was Fidel who led current generations of Cubans through a new path of independence and sovereignty, and his thoughts have great influence on the ideals of youth from Latin America and the world. In all municipalities of the island, there will be activities in honor of these celebrations, primarily aimed at children, teenagers, and youth. They will include exhibits, concerts, performances by amateur artists, troops that will perform in remote areas.
Cuba's Minister of Tourism, Manuel Marrero Cruz, says the island will mark this week the arrival of 3 million foreign tourists, despite the hostile measures adopted by the United States that have impacted the sector. In making the announcement on Twitter, the minister said that the summer season is going well, reporting a 15% growth of domestic tourism in hotels and other tourism resorts island-wide. Marrero added that Cuba expects to close the year with 4.3 million international tourists of the 5 million that were originally expected. The reduction is a direct result of the new measures adopted by the Trump administration against the island.
Venezuela is mobilizing to collect signatures for a petition demanding an end to the U.S. blockade, calling on Washington to lift the unilateral measure which damages Venezuela's ability to buy food and medicine from abroad. A total of 13 million people are expected to sign the petition, according to the government, and it follows hashtag No More Trump rallies that were held around the country and internationally on Saturday. In a number of Venezuelan cities, tables have been organized in public squares to collect signatures for the petition that will be sent to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The signatures will also be collected in a number of countries around the world. The campaign was convened in recent days by President Nicolas Maduro after Trump signed an executive order on August the 5th that officially seizes Venezuelan state assets in the United States. This includes the multi-billion dollar Citgo company, a subsidiary of Venezuela's state-owned oil company PDVSA. The ongoing blockade on Venezuela makes it difficult and often impossible for Venezuela to pay for vital supplies of food and medicine from abroad, as foreign banks refuse to process payments.
Honduras's former president, Manuel Zelaya, has summoned political parties and social organizations to join in the overthrow of President Juan Orlando Hernández, J.O.H., a far-right politician who has been accused of using drug money to fund his 2017 presidential campaign. The leader of the Party for Liberty and Refundation Party made this call during a speech at the central square in Tegucigalpa, the capital of Honduras, where a massive demonstration arrived from Francisco Morazan University. Waving their country's white and light blue flag, as well as the Libre Party's red and black flag, thousands shouted, "Get out, dictator," and "Get out, drug trafficker." Olivia Zúñiga, the daughter of Berta Cáceres, an environmental activist who was killed in 2016, said the march demonstrated the people's rejection of the far-right wing administration and its murders and corruption.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's the one and only Gerwin Jones.
Iran's representative to international organizations based in Vienna has denounced the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump over imposing sanctions on Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, calling on the international community to take urgent action and confront the illegal move. In a letter to Secretary Generals of World Organizations and Ambassadors based in Vienna, on Saturday, Kazem Gharibabadi said that the sanctions on top Iranian diplomats were flagrant violations of the fundamental principles and norms of international law, which would undermine diplomacy and multilateralism. Quote, "This arbitrary decision by the United States has once again exposed the deep-seated dichotomy of its officials in making contradictory statements. The measure is also in violation of the principles and rules of diplomatic law and the immunity of high-ranking officials," unquote. He also said that Zarif has been sanctioned for representing the Iranian nation to the best of his ability and for being a sincere advocate for dialogue, diplomacy, peace, and multilateralism.
Three United Nations staff members and two other mission personnel were killed in a car bomb explosion on Saturday in Benghazi, Libya. The explosion happened in front of a shopping mall and bank. At least one burned-out UN car could be seen at the scene. The UN refrained from releasing details, but said some of the casualties were from its team working on a mission in eastern Libya. Libyan National Army spokesman Ahmed Mismari told reporters two of those killed were guards with the UN Libya mission. He added that 10 people had been wounded, including children. The attack came as the United Nations is brokering a truce in the capital Tripoli, where the Eastern-based LNA under Khalifa Haftar has been trying to incite a revolt in the capital amid signs of popular agitation against the Tripoli-based National Accord government, the GNA, headed by Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, backed by the United Nations.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says he has a plan to protect the environment. Defecate less every other day. His comments came after a journalist questioned his solution to preserving the environment as well as developing the agricultural industry. Quote, "It's enough to eat a little less. You talk about environmental pollution, it's enough to poop every other day. That will be better for the whole world." Bolsonaro's answer was heavily criticized on social media, as one can imagine. One commentator even accused the Brazilian president of being full of it. Another critic says it was not enough for the right-wing leader to deny that climate change exists, but Bolsonaro also has to mock those who are trying to preserve the environment. Jair Bolsonaro has been under fire for increasing deforestation in the Amazon and threats to indigenous communities. The Amazon saw an 88% increase in deforestation in June 2019 compared with the same month in 2018, according to Brazil's National Institute of Space Research.
The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei, says the deal of the century, which is yet to be unveiled by the U.S., is a crime against humanity, urging the international community to help defeat it. The ploy of the deal of the century, which is being plotted by the oppressive America and its treasonous cohorts, is a crime against human society, and not just the Palestinian nation. The leader said Saturday in his annual Hajj message, "We are inviting everyone to actively participate in defeating the enemy's ploy and deception, and believe that with the power and strength from God, this and all other ploys of the imperialist front is doomed to failure vis-a-vis the efforts and faith of the resistance front," he added. The deal of the century, a back-channel plan to allegedly reach a peace settlement between Israel and the Palestinians, is reported to recognize Israeli occupation of Palestine in exchange for economic incentives. The plan has widely been rejected by the Palestinians. Calling it the ploy of the century, Iranian leader Ayatollah Khamenei described Palestine as one of the most important issues of the Muslim world, regardless of their sect, race, and language.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has accused President Donald Trump of creating a climate for hate crimes and racially motivated attacks, such as the recent mass shooting that killed 22 people in El Paso, Texas. Sanders, who is looking forward to winning the Democratic Party's 2020 presidential nomination to challenge Trump, said Sunday that he didn't want, quote, to see somebody get shot, but his rhetoric promoted violence. Quote, I think that what Trump has created in this country with his incredible rhetoric, his racist rhetoric, where he calls Mexicans rapists and criminals, where he almost condones in a rally when someone was attacking somebody, he creates a climate where we are seeing a significant increase in hate crimes in this country, the Virginia senator told CBS News on Sunday. Quote, he is creating the kind of divisiveness in this nation that is the last thing that we should be doing, Sanders added. The remarks came after the main suspect of the El Paso shooting earlier this week was tied to a manifesto that pledged to fight a Hispanic invasion of Texas.
A Palestinian lawmaker says the economic loss imposed on the Gaza Strip by Israel's 14-year-old blockade of the Palestinian enclave is estimated to have been $70 million a month. Palestinian Member of Parliament Jamal Al-Qadari, who is head of the Popular Committee Against the Siege on Gaza, said in a press release on Sunday that 3,500 factories, workshops, and businesses had shut down during the 14 years of Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip. Al-Qadari, who is originally an academic and businessman, said the poverty rate in Gaza has reached 85% and the unemployment rate exceeded 60% across the besieged Palestinian region. There is a daily closure of businesses, factories, and workshops in Gaza, which means a significant increase in the number of unemployed workers and technicians, in addition to large financial losses, he said. Palestinian economic markets in Gaza and the occupied West Bank had witnessed high rates of depression too. Sales rates retreated by 80% in Gaza and 50% in the occupied West Bank. Al-Qadari said the situation in Gaza was deteriorating due to the retreat of international relief organizations.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Celebrations island-wide for Fidel Castro's 93rd birthday anniversary and International Youth Day.
Cuba will soon mark arrival of 3 million international tourists.
Venezuelans sign petition against U.S. blockade.
Former Honduran president calls for overthrow of Juan Orlando Hernández.